if you are an entrepreneur, if you are successful, I can almost guarantee you that none of us have actively pursued how to be happy or taken training on how to be happy, had a manual on how to be happy. This book is the freaking manual for happiness.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin with the Action Academy Podcast, bringing you the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps for you to earn freedom in your life and business today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to talk about a book today that you need to get. Don't even try to argue with me. Don't negotiate. Get the book. Go in the show description, get the book. Go on Amazon, get the book. Buy it at Barnes & Noble. I don't care. You need the book. But hey, don't just take my word for it. I went on a podcast with my boys over at The Weekly Juice. Their show's called The Weekly Juice Podcast. And I talked about the gap and the gain and how it's affected me, which we'll get into the show today. And I kid you not, I had at minimum 10 people that are complete strangers to me reach out after hearing me on that show. And they said that not only did they buy the book, but they read it and they felt so moved by it. And it helped them so much, they felt like they had to message me and tell me that they did it. Proof is in the pudding. Today, we are going to go over 5 key concepts and takeaways that I have from my personal notes that I took while reading the book. And we'll also discuss what the gap and the gain actually are and how they apply to you. But before I begin, I want to include a quote from Seth Godin that Ben Hardy used in the book, and that is this. The rule is simple. The person who fails the most will win. If I fail more than you do, I win. Because in order to keep failing, you've got to be good enough to keep playing. Woo! That's a hell of a quote. Wanting to go ahead and set the stage there with that one, because that lays the premise for the entire book. So, let's go ahead and get it kicked off. What is the gap? What's the gain? At its core, the gap and the gain is a difference in measuring systems. When we are growing up in society and in success and business, we are conditioned to always compare our success to those that are ahead of us. And that's how we're trained to play this game of business from the very beginning. So let's analyze a little bit about what's wrong with that, right? Because what happens from that as a result is negative comparison. And everything that you do and everything that you accomplish is always not enough because somebody else is accomplishing more. Hey, does this ring true for you? I'm betting it does. And the irony and kicker of all of this is this does not go away. So the guys that make $1 million are saying that guy has 10 million. And then the guy that has 10 million is saying that guy's got 100. And then the guy with 100 is saying that guy's got a billion down the street. What am I doing wrong since he's got a billion? You see how this cycle is just toxic and never ending, and there's no way that you can win this game. This process is called living in the gap, to where everything that you do is measured against an ideal in the future that you haven't yet hit. What we want to shift our beliefs to is living in the gain, and living in the gain is comparing where you're at versus where you started from. Woo! Now we're playing a winnable game. Here's a practical, everyday, real-world example of this. Let's say we have somebody that's going to the gym and their goal is to lose 50 pounds to become healthier. And they're going to the gym, they've lost 20 pounds, and all they're looking at is all these fit, healthy people, and they are just constantly in a state of comparison. And they say, why can't I be that person? Why can't I be this person? I'm so far off. I'm so stupid. I'm so fat. I'm so lazy. I'm so far away from this ideal, right? That person is living in the gap, whereas the person that's living in the gain would say, holy shit, I've lost 20 pounds. I've got momentum here, baby. I'm killing it. I'm doing so good, and I'm so proud of myself versus the me that I'm comparing myself to a month ago or 2 months ago. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you use the same methodology and psychological principle, you could apply that to where you're at in business today, in cash flow today, in net worth today. and now you have found the secret to happiness. There you go. So this leads to takeaway number one from the book, which is happiness is not something that we should pursue. Because when you pursue something, the direct implication is that we don't have it right now. Because if we're pursuing something, that means it's not something that we already have. If you pursue, happiness is going to be always right up ahead, right around the corner, right as soon as you do this, right as soon as you do that. That is living in the gap. Living in the gain is choosing not to pursue happiness, but to simply be happy now, in the process, in the moment, in the struggle, in the pursuit. That is living in the gain. Here's a quote from the book on this. The gap is based on an unhealthy need of attainment to something outside of yourself. You're trying to free yourself from something, and until you do, you won't be happy. When you're in the gap, you're avoiding here while trying to get there, which ironically prevents you from ever arriving there. By contrast, the gain is based on being in harmony with what you want and knowing that you don't need it. When you're in the gain, you live your life based on intrinsic motivation and a harmonious passion, which creates flow and high performance. This enables you to commit 100% and pursue what you want without unhealthy attachments or expectations. Boom. Takeaway number two, using internal reference points as opposed to external reference points. External reference points make it impossible to feel successful because no matter what you're doing or what you've done, the goalpost is always moving down the field. So this is going to be, like I said, comparing yourself to others, to ideals. If you have an internal reference point, you make the final call on what success looks to you, regardless of what other people think. This allows for the feeling of success, fulfillment, and happiness daily. Takeaway number three, the compound effect of the gap of the gain. If you've noticed that sometimes people are either super lucky or super unlucky, and it just seems to compound over time. Just goes on and on with either people that are constantly negative and their life just keeps getting progressively worse, or you've got that person that's annoyingly positive, me, where everything seems to just go their way, right? So this is a conscious decision that you can make, and this is something I took away from the book. I was like, hey, I'm going to live in happiness and positivity every single day, and then wouldn't you know it, your life becomes happier and more positive. Crazy how that works, huh? Point number four is transforming every experience into a gain, because in life, things are going to happen to us that we don't want to happen to us. Living in the gap in the gain is not about having a perfect harmony, peaceful, sunshine, rainbow kind of life, because that's not reality. But what we can control is our reaction to what is thrown at us. So when you're in the gap, you're going to ask yourself, why did this happen to me? And you're going to be a victim. When you're in the gain, you take control of the meaning of your past. You cherish your past and use it as feedback for clarifying what you truly want and value. So now you can take that experience that happened to you and say, hey, this belief that I have of this experience and why it happened is no longer serving me. How can I reposition this in my mind to serve me, to improve me, to make me better, to make me stronger, to make me faster, make me more capable of processing and handling something similar like this if it were to happen to me again. Does that make sense? And my last and final takeaway number five is this specific quote from the book, which is, I don't think we set and achieve goals in an effort to become happy. We do it because we are happy and want to expand our happiness. In my experience, people that operate in this regard are the ones that seem to knock it out the park over and over again. Woo! This book's a quote machine, guys. Like, plain and simple, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are successful, I can almost guarantee you that none of us have actively pursued how to be happy or taken training on how to be happy, had a manual on how to be happy. This book is the freaking manual for happiness. Go read the book. Take notes on what this episode was today, these top five concepts. Apply them in your life today. Get the book. Let me know how you like it, how you enjoy it. I've talked to Ben about coming on the show. He's taking a bit of a hiatus right now on podcasts because he's pretty wiped out from writing the book. But he said he'd be open to coming on a little bit later. So fingers crossed for that. And I'm also going to live in the gain of that because, heck, I'm emailing back and forth with Ben Hardy. That's a freaking win already. So a lot of great episodes coming your way this week. It's going to be fantastic. After that, I'm hopping on the plane, but Do not worry. I already have the entire month of July recorded, baby. I've got it not only recorded, but it's queued. Just in case, no matter what happens, I'm going to make sure that this show keeps going on. So I'm so excited for this. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode today. If you did, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And also go check out the rest of our shows. We have 100 other episodes for you to go binge through. Some are 5 minutes, some are an hour. You have your choice of all of them. Go build a life that you don't need a vacation from and kill it. Talk soon.